joining us online. Apologies to any colleagues, I got lost on a building site on the way to lunch. This afternoon, we'll be talking about item number four on the agenda, which is travel surveys. And I see this as a very nice complement to our discussions this morning. As much as we see tremendous potential for big data use in transport statistics, there are still areas of transport knowledge where surveys are essential. Two prominent examples of this are data on trip purpose and also the characteristics of travellers, including things like gender breakdowns and socio-economic status of travellers. We will explore these today, particularly through the lens of how countries are changing their travel surveys and are modernising them. Whether that's through changing collection processes to keep up with the digital age, dealing with increasing non-response burdens, asking different questions due to new teleworking patterns or new mobility modes, or integrating survey data with other data sources, including big data. So I'm looking forward to hearing country practices this afternoon. And at the end, we always open the floor to things on what countries want the international community to do on these topics. We're always keen on harmonizing data at the international level, and UNECE is always open to organizing informal consultations or groups of experts if there's demand on things like this. For this session, we're trying out a new format, which I think is appropriate because it's such an important topic and we haven't discussed at WP6 for a long time. And so in addition to our chair in Canada, we'll be trying a moderator, and John from the UK has kindly agreed to moderate this session. And we have a very strong panel, which I will let John introduce in just a second. But before that, I'll just hand the floor to our chair in Canada. Rob, over to you.
Thank you, Alex.